I'm doing well. Good morning, Glass. Good morning, Keith.
Hey there. And the golf this week, round one's already over. They're in Malaysia, the CIMB Classic, a little mini field event there. Did you see last week they were playing golf in Napa Valley, Mick, at the Safeway Championship in a scant 4 hours after they were done playing there, hand out the trophy. They evacuate the Silverado Resort because of these wildfires. Grandstands caught on fire. Just a tragic situation out there.
Yeah, it's terrible. And the number of fires in California, not just in Sonoma County area, but
Orange
all over.
County, right.
It's just dramatic. And the impact of the TV video that we're seeing is just an incredibly devastating effect on that state and on people's lives.
When you see the aerial shots of neighborhoods and all you see are chimneys, that's all you see that remains from that. That is just hurricanes, wildfires. We've had a hell of a last 3 months here, and somebody get a timeout, please. Please call timeout. But Mick's not here to talk about natural disasters. Gladly, we don't have any to worry about here. We're very fortunate in that department. Our trash system is up and running. It has been since October 2nd. Here we're a couple weeks into it. What has the feedback been? And we're going to get close to starting some refunds starting next week.
Yeah, so we're kind of transitioning now from the early stages of our crews using some new routes, obviously using the new technology, the tippers and the arms to collect the new trash carts and recyclable carts. And the first week they spent a little bit more time on their routes than they were used to. In fact, some of them had some overtime, which is fine. That's all part of learning the new system. The second week they've got that down to where they're managing it within their normal work hours. And now we're shifting to getting more of the cart exchanges. We have 1,200 of those out there. We'll start to collect your, if you want to give up your old Bloomington, City of Bloomington recycle bins and recycle those, put those out with your trash on your normal trash day, and we'll pick those up. If you've got your own canisters over the years that now you no longer need and want to use for some other purpose, you can also put those out during your regular trash day, and we'll pick those up and recycle those as well. So transitioning to that stage, and as you mentioned, Glass, next week I believe we start the refund program if you have any of those yellow stickers left.
That's exactly right. Get your money back, and there'll be multiple opportunities to do so, including the farmer's market, including at City Hall. If you have less than $20, they will pay you cash. If for some reason you have a stack of them somewhere that you've just found, there'll be some different methods to get to it. Go to the City of Bloomington's website and search sanitation modernization FAQ, and all those answers that you guys have done a great job keeping that up to date will be right there for you.
You know, if you follow the directions, it's pretty easy, Mick. You wheel it out there. You have your wheels facing a certain direction. You do it all right, and it was a breeze. All I had to do was last night move it back into the garage.
Yeah, I think that's always true if people read directions. I'm not always good at doing that myself, but those that did were very appreciative, and those that didn't, you know, they're learning and they're getting their their carts put where they're supposed to be. Remember, you need to keep them 4 feet apart because there is an arm that reaches out and gets them.
I put one on either side of the garage. It's easy. You know,
yeah. Oh, you mean storing them? I mean when you put them out on the street.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. You know, you don't need to. You know, hey, when's Adam coming and painting the street to tell me where the T and the
T&R?
Yeah, he said that was coming too. So I thought maybe we'd start that this week. But that's another thing we're going to do to help people place their carts in the right location. So a T for your trash cart and an R for your recyclable cart. That's coming soon.
You're making it kind of easy.
Efficient.
Follow the dots. Paint by numbers.
That's right.
Hey, big meeting last night and
big budget.
Budget stuff.
That is a long process. Our controller, Jeff Underwood, mentioned that 5 months ago, exactly last night, we started the budget process with a budget advance with our city council members where they tell us kind of what their priorities are, and then we start factoring that into how we assemble the budget. And 5 months later, we have their approval. Now it goes to the Department of Local Government Finance for yet one more step in the final process before it's officially stamped approved for the 2018 year. So a big heavy lift for our department heads and staff and city council members, of course, to get our budget passed. A very important document. It's what we hope all of the goals that we outlined for 2018 we accomplish, and you can't do that without the resources to do it. And as has been our practice the last 2 years, we'll be showing those goals moving forward and showing what we're accomplishing to the public. And what we don't get done, we'll have to explain why that's happening. And sometimes there are good reasons for that. Sometimes we simply don't accomplish everything we want to get to, and we need to be held accountable to that.
Mick, we talked earlier, there's a new department head. Explain what that person is going to do.
Yeah, the Director of Community Engagement was one of the new positions approved, along with a couple of police department positions and a handful of others. I think we had five new positions overall. The Director of Community Engagement is really our outreach person to attend neighborhood meetings and do outreach to service clubs and answer questions, try to get out in advance of issues and make sure the public's well aware of what the city's position is and get input from the public in that regard. So just another way for us to be proactively interacting with businesses, local entities of all types, the university, the school system, the county government, all relationship building and making sure there's information exchange on a regular basis with residents and businesses and groups as well.
Is this kind of like an ombudsman?
It could be a little bit of that, too. We actually talked about that in the budget as a kind of a combination position. So an ombudsman position has been long sought in the city's budget, and that role would be kind of the one-stop shopping location to talk to someone at the city, and then that position would then go find your answer so you don't have to go through three or four or five different places to get an answer.
And the other part of the budget, Mick, is obviously it's gone up. Obviously it's increased. You're going to start putting, starting in 2018, all regular full-time and part-time employees will be paid no less than $15 per hour. How does that factor in? Is that where most of this increase comes from?
Actually, not on the full-time side. It's more of a seasonal wage increase in the Parks Department, where most of our seasonal temp employees are housed, that the increase financially is impacted. Mayor Hamilton had a goal when he took office to make sure all of our full-time and regular part-time employees were paid $15 an hour. This is the second year to get to that, and we now have we'll have accomplished that in the 2018 budget. The seasonal wage issue, again, largely in parks, dramatically increased the wages in the seasonal wages in the Parks Department. So where an entry-level lifeguard or someone that's a pool attendant or a concession attendant might have made $7.50 an hour in 2017, that's up to $9.73 in 2018. And then labor positions and other higher skilled positions are in the living wage category of $12.44 an hour this year, $12.64 an hour next year. So that was a concerted effort made and endorsed by several of our city council members to try to get seasonal wages up. Many of the seasonal employees working 6 to 9 months in the Parks Department are in fact cobbling several jobs together to try to make a living. So that
we call that gigging, Mick. We're gigging for a living.
Yeah. There you go.
You do multiple things because you just don't have one that takes care of it. Keith made a point earlier. The budget represents a 5.87% increase over this year's budget. Where does that money come from to cover all those costs?
Well, the property taxes are the bulk of the resources that the city has to expend for delivering services, along with income taxes. County option income tax is now called the local income tax option. So there was an increase in both of those, although we did hit a circuit breaker, which kind of neutralized the property tax increase. The income tax increase helped us with some new revenue streams there. We are dipping into reserves a little bit, and largely that's you don't do that very often, but the city's in great shape financially, over 30% in reserves. We're dipping into that a little bit to make sure we continue to invest in our infrastructure, take care of our vehicles, our fleet vehicles, make sure our equipment's working and upgraded to current standards. And that's a great example is the new trash cart program and all of the equipment that goes with that. That was very outdated equipment that needed to be replaced, and hopefully as we get used to the system, we'll be doing it more efficiently and effectively with less injuries to our workers. So we're doing that throughout the city, upgrading our equipment. We also see investments in more sidewalks, improvements, more trees planted, taking care of our infrastructure in our Parks Department, our roads, all of those things are reflected in the budget and reflect why the increase is there.
We're talking with Mick Renneisen, the deputy mayor of the city of Bloomington. And Mick, Mike's been given the weather forecast. The temperatures get down into the 40s overnight on Sunday, and you're opening the ice skating arena this weekend.
Is it today? For that, huh?
Yeah. Well, we wanted to say it's been warm outside. We're opening the ice skating
indoor arena.
Yeah.
It is an indoor arena, obviously. I think it was built in 1966. Frank Southern Ice Arena. It's got some miles on it. Some major improvements have been made over the last couple of decades that have kept the old Frank in very workable and serviceable condition. Very much desired by our skaters and public skaters and our hockey teams and programs. And so you'll get to go public skating starting tomorrow, Friday the 13th, from noon to 2:30. Those public skating sessions are Monday through Friday at those same times, noon to 2:30. And then on Friday and Saturday evenings from 7 to 9 o'clock, we have some ice skating lessons, and registration for that closes on October 18th. You can take a free ice skating assessment today from 5:30 to 7 or Saturday from 10:30 to noon, where our skate instructors will evaluate your skills and assist with telling you what class you might want to enroll in if you're interested in taking skating lessons or the skating school session. So we're transitioning. It's going from summer to fall and fall to winter soon enough. So the ice arena is here, ready for people to take advantage of starting with tomorrow.
And speaking of those temperatures you're looking at, people still using the parks and everything else. When do you start winterizing the bathrooms? Because those of us with small children that go to the park seem to, there's nothing better than pulling that door handle and it's not opening at the time.
It's locked, right. And that's actually starting in mid-October. So
getting close, huh?
It is coming up. There is a schedule. I'm not sure if they posted online, but you can check with the Parks Department if your neighborhood, you want to find out when your neighborhood's park restroom will be closing for the winter.
Yep, we'll figure that out. The city's website's done a good job in your transformation. Even in the old days, it just makes it really easy to find things, and the information up there is always current and up to date. What else you got, Keith?
Well, we got two real quick things because we haven't done trivia for a while.
We haven't.
You got Nature of Sounds, and you also have the Affair of the Arts.
Yeah, I just want to mention quickly that the last Nature Sounds concert will be held Friday the 13th at 7:30 at the Waterfall Shelter in Lower Cascades Park. A musical guest, Fiddle and Feet, will give a live acoustic performance followed by an educational presentation about the nature sounds made by hawks and other birds of prey. It's a free event. Bring your own seating and pop down to Lower Cascades Park to take advantage of this tomorrow night at 7:30. So it's just an opportunity. It's been a nice night, nice cool fall night, so great time to get out and take advantage and learn about some nature sounds. And then also, this Saturday the 14th is the final Art and Fine Craft Fair at the Farmers Market. So Affair of the Arts is what this program is called. It takes place with our community farmers market. Keith asked earlier, how long does that go? And the answer is all the way through the end of November. Our hours have shifted this time of year from 8 in the morning till 9 o'clock starts now, so it's 9 to 1. But the final Affair of the Arts is this weekend.
Perfect. Trivia.
Here you go. We haven't had this for a while. I don't even know what the standings are. I hope you guys are keeping track
over
there.
I'm beating the pants off of Mike.
That's exactly right.
Revisionist history.
Yes, right.
Alternative
right,
facts.
Question.
Yeah. All right.
October is National Adopt-a-Dog Month, and to celebrate, the Bloomington Animal Shelter is offering reduced dog adoption fees and also hosting several special events. Which of these is not one of those special events?
Okay.
Is it A, Hops for Hounds at Upland Brewery?
Is it Take your dog out and get him drunk.
That's right.
You always get a laugh out of Diane's potential answers here. All right. B, Adorable Adoptables at the Monroe County Public Library. C, Bring Your Dog to Work Day at City Hall. Or D, Barktoberfest at the Animal Shelter. Which of these is not one of the programs offered?
I think it's the Hops for Hounds.
I always go with C because it's always the right answer.
Glass, you are right. There is no Bring Your Dog to Work Day.
You're kidding.
City
Hall. That's a great
idea.
There
is a Hops. There is a Hops for Hounds at Upland Brewing.
That's awesome.
Jeez.
All right, Glass, you're 1-0. Here's the second question.
All right.
Last month, Bloomington Parks and Recreation offered what special lunchtime fitness workout for city employees? Was it A, fitness with a firefighter? B, power walking with a police officer? C, water aerobics with Adam Wason?
Shall we go on? Come on, she's got to move the C answer to something else.
Well,
wait, you got to listen to this last one.
Okay.
The option, mastering the Stairmaster with Sandberg and Sturbaum.
Oh, my. Which one is true of all this?
Yeah, which one of these programs was offered last month by the Parks and Recreation?
I'm going with A.
I'll go with D now.
No. No, Keith.
Keith, you're throwing in the towel.
Yeah.
It is A, Fitness with the Firefighters. That's so that exactly program right. ended last month. Obviously, those were workouts with our firefighters who are in pretty darn good shape and put some other people through their paces. So,
not to say the city council members aren't, but those just weren't a choice. Those weren't live programs.
Fair enough. All right, final question. The city's Tuesday farmers market is wrapped up for the season, but the Saturday market still goes strong through the end of November. What small change takes place at the market every year as the weather starts to get too cold?
The time change. You already told us.
Yeah, I did. But did you listen? The hours are pushed back from 9 a.m. to 1. B, all live music is presented in the atrium of City Hall. C, vendors are required to wear hairnets and latex gloves. Or D, the water in the fountain in front of City Hall is replaced with hot chocolate.
I would hope it's D, but I have a feeling it's not.
No, it's got to be the 9 to 1.
9 to 1 is a time change.
There you go. That was your easy one if you listened. And you both did. The hours are pushed back, starting at 9 o'clock instead of 8 and ending at 1 o'clock.
Give her a
pat on the back.
Yeah, because these options are really good.
They are good. They make us laugh. That's what it should do.
She puts a lot of thought into it. She's good.
Tell Diane thank you. We thank you for your time as always, Mick, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.